glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Market Friends for Thursday, June 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland. We're visiting today with singer and songwriter Daryl Mosley. Daryl will be ministering this Sunday in Petersburg at the First Baptist Church of Petersburg. Welcome, Daryl, to Market Friends.
Donna, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you've been sharing your songs, your stories for over 30 years. How did you get started?
You know, like a lot of people, I grew up singing in church and grew up dreaming of a music career and not having any idea whether that's what the Lord had in store. But in my early 20s, I met a guy who was a local musician. We put a band together, stumbled into a recording contract. A lot of things, it just seemed like we kind of stumbled our way into it. But by the late 80s, I was touring full time, and I've basically done nothing else since.
That's great. I mean, what a blessing to just find that place where you feel the Lord has you and you just move into it.
Well, you know, that's been the strangest thing is I grew up singing and I started writing songs as a teenager. I live about 5 miles from Miss Loretta Lynn and I knew her really well and her family. And Miss Loretta was the very first one to encourage me to pursue songwriting. And so I started learning how to write songs, but I honestly didn't respect the craft. It's like, you know, well, we needed a song, I'd just write one, you know, and I didn't give it much thought. But as I have grown as an artist and a writer, and I guess as a man over the years, I've realized that, you know, that songwriting is part gift and part craft. And, you know, God gave me the gift, but he placed on me the responsibility of the craft. It's been up to me to work at it to be as good as I can be. And so it's been a lifelong commitment to him, you know, in respect of the gift, to try to be as good a songwriter as I can be.
What was in your mind when you wrote this next one that we're going to share? Ask the Blind Man, He Saw It All.
You know, I was actually coming back from North Carolina after a concert, and I was thinking about Jesus's earthly ministry. And realizing that he spent a lot of time in small towns. And of course, I'm a small town guy. And I would imagine that small towns in those days weren't that much different than small towns now. You know, you'd see somebody, you see the same people all the time because that's how small towns work. And maybe you'd see somebody and you'd recognize who they were, you know, across the street, but maybe you recognized them because of how they were. Maybe you knew that that's where the cripple man sits, and that's where you see him to the point that you stop seeing him. You know, it's just part of the landscape. And then Jesus would come through and start healing people, and the chaos that must have ensued, because suddenly somebody that you had seen a certain way though your whole life was no longer that way. And I thought, you know, if I had been unable to walk my entire life and suddenly my legs were as good as anybody's, the first thing I would do is see how fast those things could run. And that's about as far as the thought process got. And the song just fell. It just came almost all at once.
Let's enjoy this song by Daryl Mosley. Ask the Blind Man, He Saw It All, on Mark and Friends.
I was working in town one afternoon, attending some business affairs. I heard a commotion a couple streets over and wondered what's happening there. A young man was running from in that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I asked him to please tell me what was the hurry. He smiled up at me and he said, I was trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was telling myself and the deaf girl he's leaving to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, Ask the blind man, cause he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all. My friend, if the troubles and burdens you carry are heavy and dragging you down, and you've tried everything you can possibly think of, but there's no relief to be found. That very same Jesus that altered the future of a blind man, the deaf and the lame, is still reaching out in your hour of trouble. One touch and you're never the same. And you'll be trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was telling myself and the deaf girl he's leaving to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, cause he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all.
We're visiting with Daryl Mosley on Mark and Friends. He is a singer, a songwriter, and a storyteller. Daryl, you wrote another one, Big God, and that is getting quite a bit of attention.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. You know, when the Booth Brothers first recorded the Blind Man song, I had never met them. You know, I wasn't familiar with them. And of course, that became their signature song and still is. And so I've become really friendly with the guys, and they're just wonderful people, all of them. Well, Ronnie Booth, who was the lead singer for many years, has recently kind of taking some time off the road. And so when I was going in the studio to work on the new album, I had this song that I had written that was very Southern gospel flavored. And so I reached out to Ronnie and asked him if he would come in and sing on it. And he was happy to do it. And I got a chance to hang out with him a little bit that day. So it's kind of became kind of like a duet between myself and Ronnie Booth. And, you know, it's already went number one on some of the Southern gospel charts. And, you know, it's gotten a lot of airplay, and it's a lot of fun to sing.
What were you thinking? What was behind the thought process in Big God?
You know, I grew up on Southern gospel music, and I've always loved those very syncopated, you know, lots of words, you know, bouncy kind of choruses. And so I just had, you know, this idea of, you know, I serve an ever-present, all-knowing, where the milk and honey's flowing, Big God. Mm. And so I just started making notes, and it just, you know, it just kind of came together.
I love that. Don't you just sense the Spirit working in and through you to communicate what He once said?
Yeah, and you know, I've always said, you know, with the gift and the craft, you know, you can craft a song. I mean, you can work at it, and sometimes you'll set it aside, you'll bring in another writer sometimes, and you can build a good song that way. But sometimes it takes a while. But sometimes the song will come, like I said, almost intact. And, you know, and I'm like, it's like you said, I just feel like that's the Spirit being a little more involved in the process, saying, yeah, this is the message that I need to convey here. Mm. And obviously, as a writer, that's what you want to be most open for.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Well, let's enjoy this latest from Daryl Mosley. Here's Big God on Mark and Friends.
I serve an ever-present, all-knowing, where the milk and honey is flowing, Big God. Not a fairy tale, He loves me even when I fail, a reeling Big God. Send His only Son to live and die for me, so I could be my home and live with Him eternally. And He can save you too, and on that I can guarantee, cause He's a Big God. Well, I was just a wanderer, living day to day with no direction, looking everywhere for purpose purpose, understanding, and affection. And a buddy said, there's someone you really need to meet. He led my soul to Jesus, and my life is now complete. And even in the valley, I can praise him ever sweet, cause he's a big God. I serve the ever-present, all-knowing, where the milk and honey's flowing, big God. Not a fairy tale, he loves me even when I fail, a real and big God. Sent his only son to live and die for me, so I could be made whole and live with him eternally. And he can save me too, and on that I can guarantee, cause he's a big God. Sometimes in life I run into a giant that needs slaying. People say I can't, but I don't hear a word that they are saying. No, I'm not afraid of a problem big and tall. My faith is in the one I know can make the giant fall. And when I see a miracle, I'm not surprised at all, cause he's a big God. I serve an ever-present, all-knowing, where the milk and honey's flowing, big God. Not a fairy tale, he loves me even when I fail, a real and big God. Sent his only son to live and die for me, so I could be made whole and live with him eternally. And he can save you too, and on that I can guarantee, cause he's a big God. Never falling, never failing, in the storm or easy sailing, good and perfect will prevail, and he's the Alpha and Omega, leading, guiding, trailblazing, big God.
The music of Daryl Mosley on Mark and Friends. We're enjoying singer, songwriter, storyteller Daryl Mosley today, and he is going to be in the area in Petersburg this Sunday at the First Baptist Church. Daryl, you wrote another song that's off your latest single, and it's getting a lot of airplay too.
Yeah, the brand new single that just came out, it's called Mayberry State of Mind.
And what was your state of mind when you were writing that?
Well, it's kind of twofold, you know. Down here, you know, I mean, I grew up and have lived in the South my whole life, and you know, the people are always either quoting the Bible or they're quoting the Andy Griffith Show. You know, there's lines, you know, that you can just say it and everybody knows where it came from, and so that's just a part of our culture. But this town, Waverly, that I live in, is very Mayberry-esque. You know, it's I tell a story a lot. The county sheriff is a friend of mine, and one day he and I were just standing talking and kind of cutting up, and he saw one of the high school kids just go zipping by in his truck. Well, the sheriff did not go give him a ticket. He called his mama.
Oh.
You know, which I've always said that's excessive force, because I knew that boy's mama. But but it's just that kind of place. And, you know, everybody kind of knows each other, and the community just kind of comes together for things. And so I've always felt that concept is more of a state of mind, of being in that mindset of taking care of your neighbor and being good to people and that sort of thing. And so we just kind of tied the two things together and made the new song.
You know, interesting, we just moved from Chicago and we bought a farm, 40 acres, and you know, kind of in the area where I grew up, and we're finding that, and we have to reconnect to our brain the fact that this is a different world. You know, up there,
yeah.
You know, nobody knew anybody's mama. You couldn't call anybody. But down here, like, we're finding out everybody's related. Like, down the road, we live now on a dead end, but there was a family that grew up down there, and the boys married all this other family sisters. And so, you know, it's just the whole area is got about three names to it.
It really is a different culture. You know, I when I was growing up, my dad didn't really like to drive. And so we didn't travel a lot. We didn't take family vacations to Florida and that sort of thing. So basically every experience that I had growing up happened in about a 40, 50 mile radius. And then I got grown and I started touring all over America, And I had to learn that, you know, the way we do it at home is not the way they do it everywhere. And I think that's where we get in trouble sometimes with not relating to each other and not understanding each other, is that, you know, you were raised to believe that a certain thing is normal, a certain thing is okay, this is the way it is done. But folks in another area or another state, it may not see it that way. And I think that's okay. But it's just about learning how to communicate and get past those barriers. You know, I love traveling and I enjoy being in the cities, and you know, I'm a big baseball fan, so I hit lots of the major league parks when I can, and I enjoy that experience. But I can't really imagine living anywhere else. My mother, she's a widow lady, and lots of times, especially this time of year, all through the summer and the fall, you know, she'll get up in the morning and somebody will have left, you know, tomatoes on her porch or a watermelon on her porch. She doesn't know who, neighbors somewhere, you know, it's just the way we do it down here. It's just a way of saying, you know, I care about you, you know, I love you, I'm concerned mm-hmm. about you, and, you know, I'm here if you need me, and what a sweet way to do that.
It really is, and it's, you know, showing the love of Christ in a very practical way. Well, let's enjoy your next song.
Well, this was written by myself and my friend Rick Lang. It's the new single off the upcoming album. The album will be out in July. It's called Mayberry State of Mind.
Boss just called me in on Saturday, mandatory overtime. He don't care that I have plans today, away from his assembly line. So I'm slipping out the side door of this same old daily grind. Don't care if I get fired today, 'cause I am in a Mayberry state of mind. Sometimes I feel like just a number, just a part of his machine, working, waiting on the whistle, getting by on hopes and dreams. But all this working and no living is not the way I am designed. I've just got to get away, 'cause I am in a Mayberry state of mind. Just a friendly game of checkers, slice of homemade apple pie, afternoon down by the river, catching up some fish to fry. Turn the volume down on living, and it won't cost you one thin dime. You can join me there today, 'cause I'll be in a Mayberry state of mind. You see neighbor helping neighbor, and everybody knows your name, stopping by just for a visit, and they're always glad you came. It's what we all need more of, quiet moments unrefined, a lifetime of days just like today, and the whole world in a Mayberry state of mind. Just a friendly game of checkers, slice of homemade apple pie, afternoon down by the river, catching up some fish to fry. Turn the volume down on living, it won't cost you one thin dime. You can join me there today, I'll be in a Mayberry state of mind. Instead of moving forward, take a few steps back in time. You may find you want to stay,
right here in a Mayberry state of mind. You can join me there today. I'll be in a Mayberry state of mind.
Daryl Mosley on Mark and Friends, Mayberry's State of Mind. And I know so many of our listeners, Daryl, understand that, you know, coming from different rural areas.
We've still got a one-screen movie theater on the Court Square that's still operated by the original family that built it in 1936.
Wow.
You know, I mean, still showing movies every night. And, you know, there's every morning, you know, I walk down to the cafe and sit and have coffee with the at the liar's table, that's what they call it, and, you know, the retired guys. And, you know, it's just this little taste of Americana. And I realize change happens, and it'll eventually happen here because it happens everywhere. And one of these days, some of those little, you know, Norman Rockwell experiences are not going to be here. So as long as I can, I just try to immerse myself in them.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl, for sharing your ministry with us, your music. And I'll make sure these songs go into our music vault, and we get to play them over and over again. Thank you so much for your generosity in sharing them with us.
Donna, thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
If you'd love to spend some more time with Daryl in person, he is going to be at the First Baptist Church of Petersburg this Sunday. And he is in the 10:45. That's when it starts, because that's their Sunday morning worship service. Everyone's invited to attend. A free event, love offering will be accepted. And we've got all that information sitting on our website at wluj.org. Click on Community Calendar, and you're going to see it there for this Sunday. Thanks for hanging out with Mark and Friends, Daryl.
Donna, thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations.